All right, let's get to it, because it seems like we rarely lack in this area, but it's time to roll out the nominees for this week's Toolshed. Who qualified in the SMH category? But of course, before we can induct a new member, we must call upon our proprietor and landlord to open the Crunch Time Toolshed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with Draymond Green, Warrior forward. For some reason, he felt the need to chime in on the train wreck that is the New York Knickerbockers, the ban initially levied by incompetent owner James Dolan against Charles Oakley. Oakley's getting way too much run out of this, but Green used the S word. Said Dolan was good to Oakley playing for him, like when he paid him a bunch of money, like owners do to players. But talking against him leads to a ban. And well, by gum, that's a slave/master mentality. Because as you know, in the 1800s, all those millionaire slaves got treated the same way. First, they got to sign a 5-year, $82 million deal, so Green can relate. Look, Dolan is a douche times a zillion. Slave owner, come on, that's a little bit of what I would call out-of-touch commentary. Let's move to soon-to-be ex-New York Jet cornerback Darrell Revis. He has left the island. Yep, qualifier time. They're all allegations. But my favorite factoid when an issue surfaces with a celebrity or a jock getting in trouble with the po-po is, check the clock. Is it 2:45 in the afternoon at a business meeting or practice or doing charity work? No. It's 2:45 in the morning on the south side of Pittsburgh, Party Central in the Steel City, right? Sure is. Apparently, a couple of guys recognized Revis, likely because whoever he was with had broken free for a 37-yard gain, took some video. He got ticked. Two guys ended up unconscious. I'm with Chris Rock. Adults need an alarm. It goes off. You go home. Ignore everyone and everything, and you avoid a bunch of idiocy like this. Let's call out the administration at Parkway High in Louisiana. David Feaster this week was their football coach. David Feaster today is their ex-football coach. He's been fired. He wasn't too bright in saying he had an issue with Alabama for what he termed a lack of ethics in recruiting. Ethical issues recruiting in SEC country? Nobody's ever brought up such a thing. He appeared on a Baton Rouge radio show Thursday. He said the Crimson Tide are the only school not allowed at his school. And I'm sure players, parents, and coaches are like, thanks, awesome. Nobody comes here to play big-time football, and Alabama really hasn't done much as far as FBS recently. But he lost his job over it. School officials say he's not the spokesman for Parkway, and turns out he's not even the coach anymore. He does remain a teacher, but he had to turn in his whistle. For my favorite whiny fans, those who support the Boston Celtics. They are livid. Even though the franchise has been around since the Basketball Association of America in 1946, not one player ever, Havlicek, Chuck Connors, Danny Ainge, Cornbread Maxwell, no Celtic has ever committed a personal foul in the history of basketball. And the fact Marcus Smart fouled Jimmy Butler on the elbow is irrelevant. We don't understand. It's the ultimate in sports entitlement, though they've won one title the last 30 years. In their minds, it's perpetually 65 or 74 or 86, and we don't get it. The basketball gods have doled out divine right to the Boston Celtics. Except they didn't. It was a foul. Jimmy Butler went to the line, splash, splash. Celtics lose. Celtics lose. Celtics lose. D. deal with it. Man, I get such enjoyment of the misery out of that franchise. I'm happy I wasn't really alive and cognizant during the Russell era because something bad would have happened. 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. What?
You would have been a kid, so you'd have been a Celtics fan.
Nah.
Yeah. Yep.
Not growing up.
Yep.
I grew up in New York. There was never a chance. It wouldn't have been disallowed.
Did you pick one, by the way?
What?
Who's going
to
the
Tulsa? I totally forgot. Yeah. What the hell, Brian?
You should probably do that.
Nah, we were New York fans. There were no options. It wasn't anarchy in my house. You rooted for the Yankees. You rooted for the Knicks. I got to pick hockey. My dad wasn't that into hockey. And I made everybody change from the Giants to the Jets, but then I made everybody change back to the Giants.
I'm saying though, kids love front runners. And so if you're a kid growing up around that team.
You saw the New York teams. Kids also like what they see.
Yeah.
And you get to see the best teams everywhere now. So totally different time. I completely shoot down your theory as incorrect.
Now pick one already.
Let's go with Revis. Two guys ended up unconscious. He's facing, what was it, a terrorist threat? That seems like they're taking this pretty seriously.
Yeah, when terroristic threats are included in the charges against you, you might be in trouble.
So four felonies and a misdemeanor. His alleged involvement in a street altercation. The Popo charged him with two felony counts of aggravated assault, one felony count each of robbery and conspiracy. And I like how the count of terroristic threat, that's a misdemeanor. I just read that. I was like, that can't be right. By the way, I'm not sure, has he turned himself in to the authorities yet?
But, I know his lawyer was talking about organizing that. I'm not sure if it's actually happened yet.
I never understood that. He's going to turn himself in. Dude, go. What else do you have to do?
Yeah, I mean, there's a police station, like, around.
It's a major
city. Just go to
it. Hi, it's me. Well, with Revis, with the way he played last year, like I said, everybody breaks free of him and into the open. So I don't know who hangs around him. By the way, 2:43 in the morning. So, incidentally, Darrell Revis, your latest inductee into the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
And the Tool Shed brought to you by Tough Shed, with a large selection of storage buildings, garages, studios, and cabins. Ridiculously easy financing, no credit check, rent-to-own options. Get your personally designed Tough Shed installed at no cost. If you need a little extra space, visit Tough Shed, where 99 meets Beltline in Eugene.